Yeah, it's like a lot of memories I've had. It's like all the families used to go out to the Moonah or Moonacully, you know. It's like just go out, all the families, like, say I'd go out, shoot 20 roos, every family got a skinned them. Every family got a kangaroo. Out the Wirri Forest where I'm from, Deniliquin, like, there's deer now, you know, pigs. When I was growing up, you had to drive to Bourke, Menindi, Wilcannia, or over to St. George in Queensland to get a pig. Now you got pigs right in your backyard, you're not allowed to hunt them. The deer and all the kangaroo, you're not allowed to hunt them. It's like I got fined $2,000 for shooting a kangaroo and the gun took off me. And it's like, it wasn't about the gun license, that, but because I didn't have the gun license on me. It's like, simple thing, I wasn't allowed to shoot the kangaroo. A lot of the old families don't come together no more. Like, it's... Yeah, it's like they, as a kid, there'd be like 50 cousins running up and down the banks.
Did you grow up on Moonah? Or?
Yeah, I grew up on Moonah. Like Cummer Gunja as well. I grew up on Cummer. And yeah, it's like, yeah, it's just everything's changed since the 2000s onwards. Like a lot of the old people are dying off and they're not, the young ones are not picking it up or they're not caring or they don't want to pass on that tradition. So starting to become like the white man. Ways. It's me and mine, not me and ours, you know what I mean? It's that's what I tell them, just, they should be coming out, still bringing all their families and all their kids out to the moon. And it's like a lot of the huts out there are abandoned now. It's like just a couple of old people, you know. I pull up and make sure they're right. And it's just like make sure they got a couple of roos, even if I got to go out and legally shoot the kangaroos and whatever. I make sure they're right.